My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Brandon Scott rolling along with Seth Payne here on Payne and Pendergast. Enjoyed the discussions about fighting. Enjoyed the discussions about the Texans. Enjoyed the discussions about the Astros, who, by the way, we should mention, the Astros start their series against the Kansas City Royals tonight. You've got Hunter Brown on the mound for the Astros. You got Brady Singer on the mound for the Kansas City Royals. But also worth pointing out, the Royals, like, this isn't just any old team coming into town, Seth. The Royals have a legitimate, they got a legitimate squad, but they also, more specifically, have a legitimate MVP candidate, a legitimate rising superstars. One thing I think about Kyle Tucker and his injury and how much I regret the fact that this happened to him. Not just because the Astros have missed him. That's primarily the reason the Astros have missed him, even though they've survived, especially like that initial stretch without him, survived it just fine. But like Bobby Witt Jr. for the Kansas City Royals, I feel like Kyle Tucker was emerging. I know he's much older than Bobby Witt, but emerging as a superstar in the game for the way that he was playing early on in the season. Like, bona fide MVP candidate level play from Kyle Tucker early on in the season. That's what you're getting from Bobby Witt Jr. and somebody that Astros fans are going to get an up close and personal look at tonight at the Juice Box.
Yeah, no, and look, do we see Jason Hayward? When's Jason Hayward's first appearance?
Jason Hayward is supposed to at least join the team. So it's a couple of real interesting news items. And by the way, our baseball talk is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. But yeah, Jason Hayward joining the team, Chaz McCormick hitting a home run and promptly being sent back to AAA to Sugar Land.
Yep. Like, Chaz has been Chaz has been just absolutely atrocious over the last couple of weeks. He had going back to August 12th or so, he's had a 108 batting average. It's been as bad as it looks, okay? And it's unfortunate because everybody loves Chaz. And, something had to be done. The problem is that, you're at a point now where you're not allowed to trade for anybody. Jason Hayward of the 208 batting average, but a lefty. He's a lefty, so he's got that going for him and can play outfield. I I've seen hand-wringing over the Jason Hayward signing and that it might be a bad sign about Kyle Tucker. I don't know. It's if Chaz weren't as bad as he's been, maybe then I would read it that way. I'm just going to take the reports that Kyle Tucker is almost sprinting and take that as okay. That's got to be good, right? We got to find out. Is he sprinting off a mound? This feels like pitcher updates.
Yeah,
anymore.
The last
like
time,
these little tiny baby steps. Ooh, he's throwing. Ooh, he's throwing off a mound. Ooh, long toss. Good for you. That's what we are with Kyle Tucker.
Seth, I'm not going to lie to you.
You're running like a big boy now.
I'm not going to lie to you, man. The last video that I saw of Kyle Tucker, I think it was over the. Well, it couldn't have been over the weekend because they were on the road. But either way, the last video that I saw of him, Adam Spillane took, so whenever they were at home last,
yeah.
Kyle Tucker was like, it looked like he was bunny hopping.
He
was bunny hopping or something. Like he was not running.
Oh, like a little bunny hops, like not plyometrics, but just like tiny little bunny hops.
Yeah.
That
is not a great feeling. This is what we'll do here in this final segment of Payne and Pendergast before we hand it off to In the Loop. We'll just catch all this segment with where are we weak. So since the Astros are at this point, they've demoted Chaz McCormick and they're bringing in Jason Hayward.
Mm-hmm.
The Texans obviously have finalized for the most part their roster. Let's do this with both teams as we end this here, Seth.
Okay.
Start with the Astros here.
Okay.
Where are we weak? What about the Astros? Has your confidence waning, would you say?
Let me give you a baseball lesson here, Brandon. You know, I like to let the common folk in on a little baseball wisdom.
Please mansplain baseball to me, please.
At any given time on a baseball field, defensively, you have 9 players out there, 9 positions. 4 of those positions you feel awful about right now. Okay, that's
4?
Where we are.
4.
Other than when Jordan's playing left field.
Yes.
Yes.
Correct.
You feel awful about 4 of the 9 positions on the field, and also you don't feel so hot about third base because one of the best third basemen in the league is a bum elbow that basically turns into he might as well be 49-year-old me. They can only throw a ball hard every so often without it coming back to bite him. So, but at least 4 of those 9, damn near 50% of the positions on the field at any given time you don't feel so hot about. So that's all. The outfield and first base, that's all that really concerns me. Both of them have been, the outfield as a group for the last couple of months has been one of the worst ones in baseball. First base has been a rotating character of dudes who have never played first base before. But other than that, I feel pretty good about things.
It's crazy because
at any given time, it feels like it's some kind of fantasy league where these minor league kids get a chance to play with major league all-stars. You know, like, wow, look at this big thrill for the kid. Yeah, maybe it'll inspire him someday.
Yeah. What is like, what is this make-a-wish situation at first base and in the corner outfits, corner outfield spots?
You know
like,
what?
Why is this happening?
Victor Caratini came up to me and he told me, you know what, Skip? I just always dreamed of playing first base, of getting a start at first base. Could you do that for me? I just, you know, times the life is short, and I'd like to start at first base at least once in my life.
To me, Seth, it's one thing to have a turnstile at first base. It's another thing to be without one of your superstar players in Kyle Tucker. The fact that the Astros have been able to not just survive, but I would say excel with this being the state of affairs, because, I mean, remember, this is not just surviving. It's not like they've been in first place the whole time. They had to catch up. They looked at various points earlier on in the season, dead in the water, and then you look up, and, oh, no Kyle Tucker, no problem. Oh, first baseman is a catastrophe, no problem. We're still going to figure it out. I don't know how they've managed to do this. I don't know how they've managed to withstand some of the glaring weaknesses and glaring as we do this segment. Where are we weak? They're weak in multiple spots, as you point out, and they're still overcoming it.
Well, I was jokingly simplifying it earlier, although it is kind of glaring that like you're getting negative production out of 4 of your 9 positions. The pitching, You know, like, it's as simple as that, man. When Hunter Brown and Spencer Arrigetti are able to transform into what they've become, and now with Verlander, we'll see Kikuchi, but widely panned by myself as well as others, Kikuchi has worked out marvelously, and the relief staff, just after all of that, just the atrocity of the first 3 weeks of the season, it's good, and it's that good that, and because your all-stars, when they're good, are that good. I mean, the shot in the arm of Kyle Tucker coming back in September, somehow, some way, it might just be for a team that's been running with a parachute behind them the whole damn time. It feels like Kyle Tucker could cut the cords on that parachute and you could run full speed finally. Which is, by the way, the next step in his rehab is sprinting with a parachute behind him. Yeah. Ironically enough,
sprinting at all would be nice.
Sprinting, yeah, and then you'll start doing the resistance sprinting.
Any kind of sprinting would be nice. Now, I don't think, like you mentioned earlier, some folks are concerned that the Jason Hayward signing is somehow an indication that something bad is going on with Kyle Tucker, or that they anticipate him being out even longer than he already has been. Look, for one thing, they've survived that. But you tell me if you agree with this. I don't view the Jason Hayward addition any differently or much differently than I view them bringing back Hector Neris. Like, it's almost the exact same thing. Both guys 35, you know, roughly 35 years old.
Yeah.
You don't want to have to rely on them any more than what's reasonable, right? You feel like you've got guys that are already in the roles that they would otherwise fill if this was, say, years ago in Hayward's case, or even just last year in Hector Neris's case. I don't feel like they're going to be in a situation where they're super reliant on Jason Hayward at the end of the year.
Right, and it's also, if Chaz McCormick were just playing viable baseball at any time in the last couple of weeks, then I think it's not, they would have stuck with that. And it's just, like, Kyle Tucker is just, it's just this big unknown that's looming out there, and the Astros have known that already. I don't think it was any point where they realized, like, oh wow, this really does seem like it's taking a long time for Kyle Tucker. They're just managing the roster the way they had been by just using Hayward instead of Meyer.
Yeah.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
So I'm confident in the Astros, though. I'm thankful that they play in this year's version of the AL West. And let's say maybe not last year's or even the year before, when the Mariners were pretty good, because I don't believe in the Mariners this year. I'm grateful that they are going to more than likely win this division almost by default. And I don't want to take credit away from the Astros and what they've been able to accomplish, but that's just not a very, very good division. The question with them is going to be more so how they stack up against the other not just how they stack up against, but whether or not they are themselves an American League power, like, say, the Yankees and the Orioles have shown themselves to be, and like the Cleveland Guardians have shown themselves to be. And honestly, I know that the Royals have sputtered at different points, but they've got an MVP candidate, and they're much better than they have been in previous years.
No, I think that we've been through this enough times in series where you win the World Series and series where you don't win the ALCS, whatever, that the bats are going to go dry at any given time anyway. No matter how good and no matter how historically potent you are, there's going to be dry spells. And so it always comes down to pitching to some degree. I think for the Astros to make a push this year, it would have to be with a freakishly good stretch of world-class pitching for multiple series. And I think they're capable of doing that. It's just it's hard to imagine me some way where they're slugging their way through the playoffs when you've only got so many actual viable major leaguers on the roster right now.
Where are the Texans weak? Where would you say the Texans are weak? And we're going to bring in the guys from In the Loop in just a second. They can weigh in on this as well. But for you, Seth, kick us off here. Now that we know what the roster looks like, where would you say the Texans are weak, if at all?
I think for the most part, if I look at the entire roster, I worry about depth more so than anything, which is always a good sign. But part of that depth is that right now you don't have your ideal linebackers in the game. So right this moment, as long as Christian Harris is Kyle Tuckered his way into some unknown dark area of injury, that I'm nervous about the linebackers. I do remind myself that, look, the Texans beat the Colts last year, and Jonathan Taylor ran for 188 yards, but all they had Christian Harris and a bunch of these same guys rotating in at the time. So the existence of Alshire, if he hadn't been added in the offseason, then I'd be super nervous about linebacker. But I think Alshire being back there does make a big difference. And it's just without Christian Harris there, it's hard to envision them being an elite defense. So that's why I need Christian Harris back as soon as possible.
John P. Lopez and Reginald Adatula of In the Loop fame, and also Figgy Fig, all joining us here still Pain and Pendergast, but about to be In the Loop. Fellas, how y'all living?
Terrific, man.
Doing pretty good myself as well. I got the Houston, the Cougar box in, man. I'm excited.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you got your nice little
little swag box.
Swag box.
That's right. There we go. Yeah, man. I'm excited. Excited for the season. And we'll see how long that excitement holds.
When was the last time y'all scrapped? How old were you? How old were you the last time you scrapped?
Like a real one?
Yeah, you ain't got to tell us, how it ended, if it didn't end well. I'm just curious. At what age, Reginald? I know you're 32.
That's correct.
What age were you guys at the last time
keeping tabs on me?
You actually scrapped.
Man, the last one that I actually really remember, and I will be honest, there are things that I allow to be memory hold within myself, so there might be one that I just forgot of, but last time I really remember, it was probably like middle school, being completely honest.
College.
College?
Oh, yeah.
Same that for sounds me. About
yeah.
right.
Yeah, college.
College? So Aggie on Aggie crime?
No, it was an honorable fight.
Were you on the right side of history?
I was on the right side of history. Just for the record. No, but my best friend, actually, I was in Austin. My best friend went to UT and I went to A&M, so we'd go back and forth. And we were at a bar called Speedy's on 6th Street. And it was a piano bar. And he was singing and some guy got into it with him and he went to the bathroom like 10 minutes later. And I saw the dude walk in there and I said, I bet you he's up to no good. And he jumped my friend. So, I was young and stronger, and we walked out of there with our heads held high, I'll just say that.
Huh. How about that?
And who remembers Speedy's on 6th Street? That was a great bar.
No,
sounds like the same. A lot of bars were named stuff like Porky's and Speedy's. Yeah. Yeah. It was a popular name.
Yeah. Underrated bar on 6th Street that I used to go to back in the day was called The Library.
I remember
there's
library.
There's a library on every library. Anywhere that there's a college, there's a library.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know exactly why that. Well, maybe it's because, when that credit card receipt come through, it just says that you were at the library. Maybe that's what it is.
The cave? You remember the cave?
And it might have just been that particular weekend that I'm thinking about. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That particular weekend where things worked out perfectly in my favor.
Yeah.
Was it anywhere near Texas Relays?
No, okay. No, it wasn't.
That's a great weekend in Austin.
Good point. It was Brandon, basketball season, but that's a good point.
I think you had said it earlier. What was your age that you realized your last fight was?
19. And that was more of a parking lot brawl. It wasn't even a one-on-one. I just participated in some shenanigans. My last one-on-one, honestly, probably was, like Reginald said, eighth grade. And I got to actually tell this story.
Okay, I want it.
Well, because if you look at the beginning of the fight, you might think I won it. But everybody that was at Stafford Middle School that day will tell you,
that
I actually lost that fight if you watch the entirety of it. I started off really good because I got the first couple of licks in. But this dude was actually much bigger than me. And once we got to the ground.
Oh, it was over.
Man, I was getting the business, man. I was like, somebody get this joker off of me, man.
Weight classes exist for a reason.
But I got those first two licks and it was glamorous.
Hey.
That's right. It made it look good.
That's when you need to have that fight near an authority.
Yeah, so
it gets,
break
it gets broken up soon. You know
hold
I mean?
Me back. Hold me back.
100%.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.